As of January, the United Kingdom has officially left the European Union, and a new relationship is currently being negotiated between the two international actors. The Czech Ministry of Foreign Affairs is doing its best to ensure that Czech expats apply for settled status in Britain. However, questions regarding future agreements on programmes that have thus far been key in fostering a strong Czech presence in the United Kingdom remain. Tom McEncrow went to check out the situation in Manchester last week.
Britain may have already officially left the European Union, but the real palpable Brexit is yet to come. Travel and trade rules remain in place until the end of 2020 in what has been commonly referred to as the transition period, during which a new trade and legal relationship with the EU is set to be negotiated. Meanwhile, EU citizens living in the UK have to register for what is called settled status until June 30th, 2021, in order to be allowed to remain resident in the country. There are currently around 100,000 Czechs living in the United Kingdom, according to estimates of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, and only around a third, some 33,000, have applied for the settled status scheme thus far. To deal with the expected surge in the need for administrative services, the Ministry opened up a consulate in Manchester in 2019 to reach out to the sizeable Czech community in the north of the UK. Aside from this, a special information campaign was launched for Czechs in Britain last year, Foreign Minister Tomáš Petříček said following his visit to the consulate on Friday.
We launched an information campaign already last year. We have a special website dedicated to Brexit. What does it bring to Czech community in UK? What requirements they have to meet and how they can register in the EU settlement scheme. I would highly recommend all citizens that would like to stay in UK not to leave the registration for the last moment, to get in contact with the representatives of the community or with our consulate and embassy to get more information. Especially when it comes to having proper documents, it takes some time to have new passport or new documents that are required for the registration, and there it is not wise to leave it for the last moment.
To go ahead with the settled scheme application, EU residents need to have a passport, national identity card, or biometric residence card. Therefore, those who leave the application process to the last moment and find out they have to get these other documents in order first may be in for an unwelcome surprise when the deadline date arrives next year. That this is an issue was confirmed when Foreign Minister Petříček said on Friday that there are thousands of people who, for example, have outdated passports. One of the reasons why the minister visited Manchester was to meet with the local Czech community representatives, from Facebook groups and university societies to schools and community centres. Many Czechs living in the big cities of England's northwest do keep in touch, and it is the hope of the local mission that through close cooperation with these groups they can maximise their reach. One of those who have been working closely with the embassy in this area is Tomáš Kostečka, the chairman and CEO of the Czech Comenius School in the UK, who lives in Leeds. He explained what he believes are the reasons why there are still two-thirds of Czechs who have not started with the application procedure.
There is outstanding amount of 70,000 which didn't apply yet. So we guess that 10,000 of them are, for example, the citizens which having dual citizenship, so they also are British nationals and Czech ones, so they don't have to apply for the settled status. But towards the 10,000, there is also, we think, half of the rest, which will be up to 70,000, yeah, well, 60,000. So half of them, we guess they are the Czech citizens which works here long enough and having all the documents and valid IDs ready for the application, but they just wait for the last minute or they don't see the urgency to apply straight away now. So that's probably the easier part of these 60,000 or 70,000 people which didn't apply it.
Where he does see urgency is in the other half of unregistered checks. Around 15 to 20,000 of them are believed not to have applied yet because they either do not have valid documents or lack the capacity to go ahead with the process, whether for physical reasons, their financial situation, lack of documents or mental impairments. A substantial amount of this endangered segment, some 15,000, are apparently Roma, he says. If they were forced to return to their original homeland, Mr. Kostechka believes many of them, especially the children, could find themselves being torn out of communities where they are acclimatized and thrust into what would now be a foreign environment.
The problem is what we see that many of the children, or mostly all the children, doing actually really well with their integration, and they have good results in the school, and we're expecting that they could be future professionals in their careers, you know, and they can have good results in their lives. But unfortunately, they are now in this situation, they are on the half of their journey, you know, regarding the education. And I'm just worried, not just me, but all teachers here in UK, especially the Czech teachers, we are worried that those children will be taken out of the British education system, and when they will come to Czech Republic, they will really struggle because the Czech system is absolutely different to the British one. You know, for example, primary education, there are no subjects. There are just English, math, and that's it, you know, and a couple subjects in afternoon. But, you know, in Czech Republic, you have, in primary school, you have lots of other subjects, you know, so they will struggle. Also, they don't speak fluently in Czech language. So is the Czech government ready, or not government, but is the Czech schools, are they ready for accepting, let's say, 5,000-6,000 Czech pupils without a knowledge speaking Czech? You know, and where's the accommodation, for example, for those families?
Another problem would be the integration of the group into Czech society. There is a sizable community of Roma living in the Czech Republic right now. However, according to Mr. Kostechka, those that have moved to the UK have since established a new identity.
It's not anymore Czech Gypsy Roma, because they are Czech, they are Gypsy, but they are different. They are different to their patriots in Czech Republic in that way that the Czech Gypsy community, which is now in Czech Republic, will not accept them because they are a little bit culturally different now. And even if the Czech Republic will be prepared, the question is that will have positive outcome? I don't think so, because the children will not be able to do better than they do here. So that's my main worry, you know. And as we know, for example, like, we are really grateful to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Czech Republic for opening the General Consulate of Czech Republic in Manchester, because that's really helped, yeah. But the General Consulate having also their capacity, you know, I mean, they can't provide a service to 5,000 people in December, you know, in 1 month, you know. So we now currently really promoting and trying to highlight the issue within the communities that if they have not valid IDs.
It is in this aspect that local community groups such as the Comenius School are especially useful. Mr. Kostechka and his team have personally offered support to more than 1,500 Czechs in sorting out their applications over the past 7 months, going through the individual stages with them and offering to use their computers if need be. However, he says that just in Leeds there are around 3,500 people who still need to apply, and things could get quite tight towards the deadline date. It should be said that the lateness of applications is not just an issue among the Czech minority in the UK. The local consul, Ivo Losman, says that many EU missions in the UK are currently facing this problem. Another potential threat that Brexit poses is that to local Czech schools. According to Foreign Ministry data from 2018, there are 11 schools in the UK focused on teaching the Czech language, geography, history and culture to expats living in the country. Many of them operate on tight budgets, relying almost solely on tuition fees paid by the parents of their students. Pavla Matáskova is the director of the Czech school in Manchester, as well as the vice chair of the Association of Czech and Slovak Schools in the UK.
There's a little bit of threat of our pupils going back home, which has already happened for a few. Not a big number, but a few of our families have moved out. And because we are obviously fee-paying schools, and even though we got a subsidies or grants, we very much rely on our fees. And then so there was a little tiny little exodus of our pupils.
A no less important problem is that of securing the Czech teachers themselves. Many of them are supplied through the EU's signature Erasmus Plus programme for supporting education education, training, youth and sport in Europe. Aside from the well-known study abroad opportunities, it also offers funded traineeships for students during their year abroad. For the Czech school in Manchester, this is a blessing, as Mrs. Matáskova explains.
We very much rely on students from Czech coming and teach with us, because then it's free for us, and obviously we don't have big funds, so that's my second kind of biggest worry, is not having the Erasmus students.
The current Erasmus Plus programme, with a total budget allocation of some 14.7 billion euros, is set to run out at the end of this year, and the UK has pledged to remain part of the scheme until it runs out. The problem is, what happens after the current Erasmus Plus ends? According to the European Commission, the, I quote, possible participation of the UK in future programmes after 2020 will depend on the outcome of the overall negotiations on the future relationship between the two parties, end quote. And it is precisely the possibility of the UK's withdrawal that worries Ms. Matáskova and her colleagues. This issue, she says, was also pressed during Friday's meeting with Foreign Minister Petříček, as there are hopes that direct negotiations between the Czech Republic and Britain could help bring about a solution.
What I asked was, if there's not enough dealt with on the EU-Great Britain basis, will the Czech Republic take up the rest and via bilateral contracts decide the rest? And I think I was given the assurance that, yeah, that will happen, that what is not covered with EU treaty, whatever, will be covered with bilateral contracts between the two countries.
It is not only funded exchange programmes in places including the UK that EU students have been benefiting from. They also pay the same tuition fees that British students do. This is a very important factor in deciding whether to study in Britain for most Czech students who would otherwise have to pay so-called international student fees. The difference between the two can be as high as some £28,750 in tuition fees paid per year. Here the issue seems more straightforward, however. Those EU students who apply to study in the UK with the start date being an academic year when Britain was still part of the Erasmus scheme will not see their tuition fees rise. However, those who are thinking of applying for academic years after Brexit are solely dependent on the results of the UK-EU negotiations that are currently underway. There is no clear decision within the Czech government whether bilateral negotiations would be set up to form an equivalent of Erasmus between Czechia and Britain if negotiations between the European bloc and the UK lead to a discontinuation of the programme. The question is also how far bilateral negotiations can go without undermining the negotiating unity and thus combined strength of the European Union. However, from what was said during the minister's visit, it seems that bilateral negotiations, specifically regarding the scientific cooperation between Czech and British universities, could go ahead and would likely be pursued if necessary. Overall, those Czech expats living in the UK who spoke to Radio Prague International did not seem too worried about Brexit and stressed the importance of understanding the reasons why Britons chose to leave.